please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code Taskmaster to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code Taskmaster to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props. MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code Taskmaster to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code Taskmaster and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code Taskmaster. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with MyBookie. Hello and welcome to Taskmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan. I'm your host, GP John Paz. With me today, of course, the star of the show, the former WWE and ECW World Tag Team Champion, one of the greatest minds and bookers ever in the history of the business, the Games Master, the Taskmaster, the devil himself, Mr. Kevin Sullivan. Kevin, how are you doing today,
sir? Great, JP. How are you, my friend?
Doing good, doing good. Can't complain. It's interesting. I always say the devil himself, and I thought that was always your nickname. But now recently, I don't know if you saw this or heard this, you had the nickname stolen from you by MJF. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No, good luck to him.
What do you think about that?
That's cool. Good for him.
Is that a little homage to the Taskmaster?
I don't think so, but it's he fits the part. I mean, I'm a big, big fan of his. Huge fan. The kid is... he's the closest thing to staying in character. And he stays in character, so it isn't the closest thing. He's like a throwback, and he's a great talker, great performer. And lately I've seen he's put on some size, and he's cut. So he's got it covered all the bases, that's for sure.
I've noticed he's definitely been hitting the gym. He's a lot bigger than when he was gone for a few months. So he's definitely hitting the gym and working out. Smart thing to do.
Absolutely. He knows where he wants to go. He has a direction. And I think that we're going to see, to me, he's this era of Roddy Piper.
Wow, high praise.
Yeah, and deservedly so.
Why do you think that, though? What about him kind of stands out?
Piper could talk from the beginning. This kid talked from the beginning. It's not easy talking when you're brand new, you know, because you're under the gun. All your comrades are watching you. The tension's there. Piper never seemed to, it never bothered him when he first started. And it hasn't bothered MJF. I think he's a breath of fresh air.
Notice a lot of old school guys have nothing but praise for him. You know, they love him, the veterans of wrestling. They love him. Why is that? Like, why is he such a throwback? Why does everybody seem to be, you know, enthralled by him rather than a lot of other guys in AEW?
Well, here's what I think, too. And this is no knock to anybody. We have a tendency in the wrestling business to steal from one another. When I stole, everybody steals. A lot of guys are stealing from guys that didn't draw money. He's going to be if handled correctly, he may be in the Mount Rushmore when it's all done. He just has a special knack. He has the it factor. You can't put your finger on it. He does everything right. And the main thing is, to me, he's entertaining. You know, when he was in that show in Buffalo, the people popped and he came out with the Bills jersey. And you got to realize, can you name me another professional team from Buffalo? Who wants to live in Buffalo, right? Cold, snow up to your eyeballs. He put Josh Allen over. The people were popping, screaming for him. 10 seconds later, they were booming out of the building. He can do anything.
That was great. That was masterful, too, because he had him up, he had him down, he had him up, he had him down. I mean, he was very much like that old school wrestling mentality where you play the crowd, the crowd's not going to play you.
Yeah, he was doing Piper. I mean, I remember one time when Piper came into Georgia, and I had just on television squatted 425 pounds 26 times. Piper said, my hat's off to Mr. Sullivan. He squatted 26 pounds 425 times. I mean, just the little left-handed swerves. I mean, that's what I see in this kid. And he stays in character. And I'm sure it must aggravate some of these wrestling journalists because, you know, they think they're in on the joke. Well, he must piss them off. Good luck to him.
Yeah, so he was doing an interview with a pretty famous radio host here in the Northeast, and he's going on and on, and you think, like, he's kind of praising the guy. Oh, yeah, you know, a lot of things have changed. And he's like, except you're a bald bastard now. Like, you know, he had the guy going, and then he ripped him at the end. It was great.
Yeah, and that, well, who's the other guy? Van Fleet is his name?
Oh, Chris, yeah. Yep. Yeah,
and he gives off that. Chris gives off a great vibe. And did you ever see the interview with him? When he had him order him food, you know.
No, no, I didn't see that. Oh, I got. I like to watch Chris's stuff. I got to check that out.
It was great. It was great.
That's so funny because you think like, okay, we got the guy in for an interview. It's just going to be, you know, a normal interview. We're going to go over some stuff, and he totally throws some curveballs and some great stuff. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I do too. And the people do, obviously, because he's over.
And I saw an interview with his parents, and you think his parents are going to say something nice. Yeah. They were ripping him apart. It was great. It was really funny. I was like, wow, I didn't expect that from his parents.
Yeah, I thought that was fabulous, too. They hooked me, too. They got me right to the boat and gaffed me right in the head. You know, I'm expecting the parents to say, well, he's a very nice boy. We're very proud of him. It was great.
Can you imagine, like, a guy that's, you know, obviously the parents are in on it to a certain degree, of course, but imagine, like, going to them and being like, I'm the biggest asshole on TV. Like, this is my character. Like, you know, as a parent, you're going to be like, wait, what? Everybody hates you? And he's like, and, you know, and now I want you guys to hate me too. Like, he is going to a certain extreme, a certain level here we haven't seen before. I love it. It's great stuff.
Yeah, and that's why everybody's talking about him.
Do you think... Like, obviously, with Piper, he had, when he gets to WWF, of course, he has the Hogan. So Hogan, Piper, that's the big feud, leads to WrestleMania 1. Who is the guy on the other end that could be like MJF's Hogan, where he's a huge star, where he could play off of him, where, you know, they're going to have a big back and forth, but it's like Batman versus Joker. Who's his Batman?
There's two, I believe, in either one of great. Bryan Danielson or Jon Moxley. I think, and I'm not, this is just, if I was forced to make that decision, the Jon Moxley matches would be fights, where the Bryan Danielson's matches would be wrestling violence. I'm not sure you can lose with taking either one of those guys.
I feel like Punk was almost going to be there, but obviously he's out for 6 to 8 months with that injury, and there seemed like they were going the Punk to MJF direction, but obviously it's not going to be Punk. I guess Danielson and Moxley would be the two next good choices, and those are two guys he should definitely feud with for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's big money there either, you know, because I think MJF can – I think he can draw with anybody, but those two guys are exceptional talent. You know, when he was in WWE, Moxley, when he was Dean Ambrose, he was good, but he wasn't this spectacular. I think he needed to go back to his roots. And he's, you know, his matches, I mean, I love how he sells. I love how vicious he is for a babyface. I think he's this generation's Steve Austin, isn't he?
Could be.
Yeah.
I think he wants to be like this generation's Onita or Terry Funk with the way he wrestles sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like, you know, the way he acts and all the blood, and he loves the hardcore matches. It seems like he's more of in that vein.
And I'll tell you another guy that I put in there.
Eddie Kingston?
Eddie Kingston. That's who I meant. Okay, please. Eddie Kingston is another one. You know, I was on a card with Eddie Kingston about 2 months ago, and he is something special, too. They got a great group of guys there.
What do you like about Eddie?
The way he sells, again. I mean, I saw him take a bump, and I said, oh, he blew out his knee when he came back. I said, you okay? He said, yeah, I was just selling. And the way he makes that comeback and that backhanded punch that he does.
Yep.
Nobody does that. He's just different. He reminds me of Dusty.
Wow, that's another high praise for Eddie Kingston.
Yeah. They got a special group of guys there, that's for sure.
You have a different outlook than a lot of the other, like, old school guys. Usually, you know, the Cornettes, the World, or even Dutch, and some guys, you know, they always rip on AEW. They don't like this guy, don't like that guy. You're kind of the opposite. You like a lot of these guys.
I like most of the guys that I know that, hey, it's evolution. I remember when I first got in the business, and this is before me, when Buddy Rogers started doing high spots, he called them sequencing. There's actually a university paper on Buddy Rogers bringing sequencing into the wrestling business. And all the guys at the time hated it, because they were, you know, grab a hold and work the hold and lay in it. Every era is different. Now, do I think some of them do too much? Yeah, because you can't believe that you can jump on the rope and hold a guy's hand and three other guys, as Jim Ross says, like a covey of quails. You can't do that. But how can you not watch the guys we talked about, Kingston, Moxley, Danielson, MJF, and think, check the willing suspension of disbelief in the living room when they're on. I mean, I really like them. Now, do I like everything? You know, but that's what wrestling is. It's the circus. If you don't like the, back when there was circuses, if you don't like the elephants, don't worry, the clown car's coming on. If you don't like that, the acrobats are coming on. And at the end of the show, Gunther Gabriel Williams used to stick his head in the lion's mouth. So it's a little bit of everything. So obviously, what they're dishing out, the young crowd likes it.
What do you think, just in general, of like that pizza guy, Luigi Primo, where he, I don't know if you saw him, he flips the pizza when he wrestles. What do you think about that guy?
Back even before my time, Crybaby Cannon, he cried, you know. Did you ever hear, who, do you know who he is?
Yes, yes.
You know,
funny gimmick, but weird.
Yeah, funny gimmick, but weird. You know, so do I like, personally like the gimmick? No, I'm not a ha-ha guy, but I know you have to have some ha-ha in there. The greatest high spot I ever saw in my life. Did I ever tell you?
No. Mm-mm.
Barry Windham and Mueller against Adrian Street and Miss Linda. The thing has been, during the matches when Barry was wrestling Adrian would try to kiss him, right? Barry'd get out of the ring. So they're in the match, and it's very big crowd. They do this spot where Barry's in there with Adrian, but they have the double knockout or double down. But Barry goes into the ropes and ties himself into the ropes with his arms spread eagle, right? Adrian comes up and looks at him. He takes out his lipsticks and just pours it on, right? He runs down across the ring to give him a kiss. When he does, Barry bends over and Adrian kisses Mueller. Adrian sold it like he had stuck his face in the cow shit. The building went crazy. And that was in Florida, where there was violence and wrestling. You need to have it, but it's got to be a little bit make sense for your product rather than just throwing in there. Yeah, you gotta have ha-ha, but I don't believe ha-ha draws money. I think the willing suspension of disbelief is still there when they see the people we were talking about. But it needs to be, got ha-ha needs to be in there. Cornette had ha-ha when he had Smoky Mountain. You know what I mean? We sometimes forget, and I'm not knocking Jimmy, sometimes we forget. In our memory, the grass was always greener, the bear was always colder, and the women were always more beautiful. It's evolution. And they're doing a hell of a job, I think, right now with it. And both sides. WWE too.
I feel like AEW has some good stuff, some bad stuff, some in-between stuff. I mean, they're, you know, like you said, it's a circus. Some stuff you're going to like, some stuff you're not going to like. I feel like MJF is definitely, I don't know, it feels like 90% of people would say that's great. Maybe not even 99% would say that's great character, great television. Like, he is like somebody to me, flagpole guy. When they originally were talking about they had these four pillars, he wasn't being mentioned, which was strange. He's got to be one of those pillars. He's got to be.
Well, I think so too. And I think the people we mentioned, I mean, if I was starting, if you and I were starting a football team and we had a draft, how could you go wrong with choosing MJF, Eddie Kingston, Danielson, and Moxley? How could you go wrong? That would be a great draft. You know, there is a solid 10 to 12 years of drawing money. I don't see how you could go wrong. And then you bring in other things too, you know. I mean, when the Patriots were big, they actually signed Doug Flutie. You remember that?
Yeah.
And he drop kicked that field goal, extra point. Do you remember that?
Hadn't
been done in 50 years.
Yeah, he could do the drop kick, yeah.
Yeah, so there are things that they can do, but I don't think they can go wrong with the guys they got right now.
How
those guys.
Yeah, how would you book MJF? Like, he's not champ right now. How would you book him? Would you make him champion? Like, what would you do with him?
First of all, I hate when guys say he doesn't need the belt, okay? When I was a kid and I loved wrestling, I couldn't have been more than 17, 16. I'm saying, this is horseshit. And my friends that bought it all the way said, why? First of all, I had wrestled amateur 10 years, but I knew Andre should have been the world champion. But then they gave me the reason because he went to different territories and all that. So, okay. MJF needs to be the champion someday. But I think this is reverse psychology for me. I'd make him have to fight to get there. I'd almost put him in a... He's not going to be a babyface. He's going to be a heel, but I put obstacles in front of him. So when the time he became the champion, he was ready to turn. Almost like the reverse what they did with Roman Reigns. You can't tell me they knew people hated Roman, but they went with it because they knew he wasn't prepared to draw as a babyface. First of all, he's too good looking. He's going to be in Hollywood someday. We all got to realize that. So enjoy him when you can. And he got booed out of the building, and he took his lumps. And then when he turned, it made all the sense in the world. You could put, after that interview he did in Buffalo, you could put him as a heel, and the night he wins the belt, become a babyface if things are thrown in his way. If he gets caught, we'll say in a title match, and he beats the guy for the title, but the guy's under legs underneath the rope, so we go to instant replay, right?
Right.
And all of a sudden, the match is going to start again. He gets disqualified because he's so pissed off. We could do things like that. They could do things like that for him, where by the time he came, the it would be like Dusty. When Dusty, Eddie Graham never turned Dusty Rhodes. The people did. When Dusty was booking Jimmy Crockett, when Rick Steiner turned babyface, Dusty didn't do it. Dusty and I were together one day, and we looked at each other and says, how many more weeks can we go without turning them? And that's when he was with the Varsity Club. I said, the quicker we do this, the better off we're going to be. We did it about 2 weeks later. There are some things some people have. I mean, I could see this guy, and I'm not one of flip-flop guys, but this guy could have a hell of a run as a heel, and I think he'd even be a bigger babyface. You know, there's some things he's got going from outside of the business, too. One of the proudest moments I ever saw was the Washington Post, the editorial system, when I had pushed Bill Goldberg, the head rabbi in Maryland or Delaware, or maybe he's even watching D.C., wrote a piece on Bill Goldberg. You know, back in the day, you know, the fighters were black, Italian, Jewish, and Irish. He has a strong standing in the Jewish community. We don't see, I mean, how many baseball players can you name that were standout stars? Like Sandy Koufax, maybe Kevin Euclid. So he's got that going from too. So I think it's very good he's got a standing in that community. So I know in this day and age, we're not supposed to be tribal, but unfortunately, we are. I mean, there's something, you know, when people say, we're American, but when people ask you, what nationality are you? You don't say America, do you? Say where with me, because we still have a connection. My grandparents were from there. My mother was born on the boat. So, I mean, we still have a connection from the old countries. So I think, I mean, this kid can't miss. They can't. I don't think unless something drastically goes wrong, they can't miss either.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully no injuries or anything, because you really can't miss with this guy. But no. You're right. I would keep him heel for a little bit. But eventually, yeah. I feel like the crowd's going to turn him babyface because he's so over. It's crazy.
Yeah. And I would keep him heel for a long, long time. I wouldn't do it in a year. I mean, I'd make those people beg
to turn him. You mean beg to turn him babyface, basically?
Yeah. Beg to turn him. Start cheering him when he's kicking people. You know?
It's almost like Flair to a certain extent in the 80s when he was so popular, but you didn't turn him babyface, but he would get cheered a lot.
Yeah, think about this. Ric Flair wrestled Ricky Steamboat, booed out of the building in Chicago. 10 seconds later, he was being cheered with Funk.
Oh, down in Nashville, yeah.
Yeah, was that Nashville? Yeah.
Yeah.
Chicago was the first one, right?
Yes. Yep. Chi-Town Rumble. Yep.
Yeah.
Man, that was crazy because that was almost like an MJF thing, too, because he went from cheer with the Josh Allen to booed. Right. Flair booed against Steamboat, cheered when Terry Funk beats him up and, you know, tries to put him to the table for sure. Yeah. Switched.
Yeah. And I think this guy has the capability of doing this, what Rick did.
Did you see them teasing, turning him babyface, like slowly, like him thinking about handshaking, you know, babyface guys? And I don't know if they're doing that as like a tease or if they're really thinking about it, but they're kind of making him question things as far as like cheating.
Well, I'd like to know what the end goal is, because I think my head, you better get this run as a heel from him. and you can have a magnificent run for a year, maybe a year and a half pushing it. But when he turns babyface, he's going to sell more merchandise than anybody that ever sold, I believe.
And that's where I was saying that at the start of this, at the beginning, I was talking about the devil himself, because I was getting emails from Pro Wrestling Tees and ShopAEW.com that he has new merchandise with the devil himself, and he wore that devil mask, almost looks like, you know, your little horns, and it says the devil himself, MJF, and they're making the little figures of it and t-shirts and everything else. So he's doing the devil himself stuff, but I don't know. Seems like maybe it could be a little homage to the Taskmaster.
Probably doesn't even realize that, but good for him. Good for him. I'm glad everybody's doing well there. I'm glad everybody's doing well, WWE too.
What did you think when they did the controversial angle where he leaves the building? He doesn't want to work there. You know, he was gone basically for a month and a half, almost 2 months. And then he came back at the All Out pay-per-view and he wins that chip. He's the number one contender now. But what do you think of that angle that they were doing, that he wanted a new contract, he wanted more money? They were trying to do the Brian Pillman thing.
Yeah, and I think they had a long-range goal there. But after what happened, they needed a stopgap. And that was the smartest thing they could have done, bring him back, get the heat off themselves. But, yeah, I think it was a Brian Pillman thing. It was a loose cannon. And it was done pretty well, too. Because the kid can do anything.
Did you like that, though? Like, trying to be almost so inside? Remember he said F you, and they had to bleep it out, and, like, all this other stuff. Like, do you like that stuff, though? Or was that kind of, like, too much? Like, come on, we know what's going on here.
I think people knew what was going on, but I think some people still thought, I have from friends that are real wrestling fans bought into it and said, all this kid's become too big for his britches. So they must have had a great plan at the end of this, JP. And if we knew what it was going to be, we could really make that call, but not knowing the full extent of what they had in mind, because they had to bring him back, right? Had him. It's, and they made it look like he was leaving. What did he take? How many from what? Low. How many power bombs? Was it six?
Oh, yeah. Wardlow, yeah.
Yeah, Wardlow. It would look like, you know, that was the end of the wrap up and the goodbye.
Do you think, though, that was, I don't know. To me, it was just like, I kind of, it's like this day and age, we're not going to fall for that stuff. But Tony, really, I mean, he wouldn't talk about it in the press conferences. He wouldn't talk about MJF. I don't know. Did you think it worked, though, at all? Because to me, it didn't feel like it's just like, okay, just bring this guy back, or you guys need him. You know, you desperately need MJF on the roster.
I think you knew it. People that are really deep into wrestling know it. But I think a lot of people don't spend as much time watching and talking about wrestling. They're like casual fans. Like, I'm a casual basketball fan. You know, I know what's going on, but I don't watch it. And maybe because I couldn't be a center. I don't know.
No 5'8 centers out there?
Yeah. But, you know, I just think he did that so well that even if you didn't buy it, you said, God, this kid's good.
That whole thing kind of reminded me, though, because there was a little bit of a shoot factor involved just as far as his contract was concerned.
Yeah.
Because obviously when he signed a deal, it was for a certain amount of money. It's like Darrell Revis when he was on the Jets, his rookie contract or that deal that he signed, then he's Revis Island. He's the best cornerback in the league. They don't even, I mean, it was like the Deion Sanders thing where they don't even look his side of the field to throw. He was, you know, he's a lockdown cornerback.
Yeah.
He was shutting down everybody. Basically Moss was like the only one who played, and maybe Stevie Johnson a little bit, but Moss was the only guy, and Moss is one of the best ever. And he had to do circus catches to make catches over him. So it was one of the things where he basically sat out because he wanted a new contract, and you got to give him more money because he's Darrell Revis and he's had Revis Island and everything else. That was a little bit of shoot factor with MJF, because it's like, Tony, I deserve more money here. I'm getting paid as much as Jungle Boy. I deserve, you know, EVP money here.
But I actually believe that was straightened out. That contract has been straightened out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
It better have been, yeah.
Yeah, I think actually before he actually did it, it was straightened out.
Do you like how he sometimes mentions WWE and that he would go there and that Triple H would love him and, you know, this guy would love him?
Yes. I think, you know, I think, you know, I remember the AFL, American Football League, the Patriots, the New York Titans, the original L.A. Chargers, the Dallas, Houston Oilers, the Dallas Texans. You know, the NFL wouldn't even talk about them. What was it, 6 years later they merged?
Yep.
You can't, in today's information age, you can't not talk about your competitor. I don't think. And I think the way he does it, he puts himself on a stage where people think he's right. I mean, I'm sure WWE would want him. And I'm sure they'd want everybody that we talked about back.
No doubt. Yeah. He'd probably be number one on their list, right? Like of guys to pick up?
I think so. Young. Unhurt. Just hope he stays that way.
Yep. Now, one final MJF question for you. You going to go in there and, I don't know, maybe hand over the reins as the devil? Are you going to be?
Yeah, of course.
So you're going to be an AEW?
What?
So you're going to be an AEW him over the reins?
No. It's his name. That's a long time ago. So I'm glad for him. It's good. He's great.
So let's head towards the plugs. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Two Man Power Trip. Check out the website, tmptempire.com. Of course, follow Kevin on Instagram at Taskmaster Talks and go to Pro Wrestling Tees, prowrestlingtees.com. Go to the Kevin Sullivan store. Kevin, what else you got going on?
Well, I'm down visiting my lovely daughter in Florida, and I got nothing going on, so I'm having a good time.
Nice. That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
All right. I'd like to thank everybody for. Oh, you got something else there, Ted?
No, I said thank you.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, oh, I'm going to go fishing. I'm going to go hunting. I thought you were going to say something
now. No.
No fishing. Well, I'm surprised. No fishing.
Oh, I will be going, but not for a couple of days.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you right back here next week for a little Taskmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan. We'll see you next week, folks. This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You can check us out on Facebook. You can subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron. And also check out the website, TMPTEmpire.com. And buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies. Brother. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code Taskmaster to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code Taskmaster to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the ultimate test stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props. MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code Taskmaster to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code Taskmaster and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code Taskmaster. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with MyBookie.